admit, Wade, if you were one of the athletes I was working with and you told me you had not been preparing, you came to me 3 weeks before an event like that and said, help me out, I would have laughed. Because absolutely everybody out there listening who knows anything about bodybuilding would say it's impossible. So you did the impossible, not because you weren't somewhat in shape, not because you didn't know how, but you did it in such a short time period. And to me, that's really the magic of the story here. And so let's talk a little bit about how that happened and physiologically what has to take place at the cellular level in order to make that happen. What I'd like to do, and you gentlemen feel free to join me here, but I'd like to just talk a little bit about the basic fundamental problems that athletes come up against in competition and in getting ready. And the first one, of course, is dehydration. The second problem is the buildup of metabolic acids in the form of lactic acid, pyruvic acid, a lot of other metabolic acids, and also the CO2. And then the third thing that I see with athletes is where they hit what we often call the wall. That's that ventilatory threshold where you're just unable to continue performance at the level you're at because you've basically maxed out your ability to take in oxygen and utilize it. So you start breaking down. So that's why a runner, for example, may run the a marathon. And you know the first few miles are a whole lot easier than the last few miles because they've hit that wall and they're starting to break down physiologically as they continue to push. I've read several different studies showing that the average marathoner has about a three-week window of basically compromised immune system after an event like that because they've broken themselves down that much in the process of that event. So that wall is a very huge thing. So let's take these individually for just a minute and talk them through. We've got dehydration, which for the average listener is water loss in the body and at the cellular level. I think we all know that we want to be about 70% hydrated as adults. We start out as babies at about 90% water and we work our way down to adults as 70. But what I've also read is that most people as they near death are down around 45% water hydration level. Pretty scary thing when you think about it. It happens over time. It's a very slow process, but we slowly dehydrate ourselves into these little wrinkled bodies. And that's one of the reasons that we age so fast. If I can, let me just kind of give an idea to the listener of what that translates in the body. If you go from 70% hydration, and we're mainly going to talk about muscles for a minute, and we go from 70% just down to 68%, a 2% loss of water in the body, which that causes the body to become very acidic from the metabolic waste, and the body then, the cells go into a fat storage mode. And to put that in perspective for the average listener, that's about a one-hour workout for the average person, and it doesn't even have to be weightlifting, hard aerobics. It could be just going for a walk. A one-hour walk will dehydrate an average person about 2%. If we go to 3%, just 1% more, hydration loss will equate to about a 10% loss of muscle strength and endurance. And to go up to 4% hydration loss is a 30% drop in muscle strength and endurance. That's a pretty significant amount of muscle loss for just a little bit of hydration. So as that athlete's out there sweating and they're out there working hard, they're going to see a tremendous loss. And this happens as the games go on, as you're in a third or fourth quarter or period of an event. If you're not staying hydrated, you're going to see your performance go down as a result of dehydration. And of course, 5% hydration loss will produce symptoms of brain fog, headaches, things like drowsiness, and a lot of other problems. And if you really want to learn more about this, you might just check out the book, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, because it has a list of a lot of these dehydration issues and what they lead to.